Hey, Ali, remember where you were this exact day 20 years ago?
I was probably some obnoxious college junior protesting something somewhere in Providence, Rhode Island. I don't know.
Well, your dad was probably pacing back and forth thinking about, his money.
Paying tuition for senior year?
Someone had to pay for all that, whatever you did at Brown. Today is the 20th anniversary of Black Monday. I know today is actually a Friday. The calendar is weird that way. October 19th of 1987, the Dow Jones fell by almost 23% in one day. Percentage-wise, it was the biggest drop ever. Bigger than ones during the Depression, bigger than right after 9/11. Here's a little taste of that moment. This was as reported by NPR's Barbara Mantell.
When I was hanging out at the New York Stock Exchange earlier today, people were coming out for their smoking breaks, and they looked shell-shocked. They were using words like hysteria, panic, to describe what was going on inside.
That was from All Things Considered, which, by the way, had awesome music back then. We were listening to it before the show. Well, investors, I'm happy to report things are going swimmingly these days in the stock market. The Dow closed over 14,000 yesterday, and this bubble will never burst. Or will it? Well, here to tell us about it is Mike Santoli, associate editor at Barron's Weekly.
I thought you knew something the rest of us didn't, Luke.
There's a great line on The Simpsons where someone says the bubble burst and Homer Simpson goes, "Bubbles burst." Mike Santoli with Barron's Weekly is here to talk to us about it. Hi, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Is the caller there?
Bueller. Anybody? Bueller.
All right, should we come back to Mike in a moment?
All right, we'll get back to Mike. Why don't we go on to the next little thing on my list here, which I think is maybe even better than talking about Black Monday.
You know, earlier this week we talked about the 40 worst lyricists in rock and roll. This list was compiled by Blender.com. That's from Blender Magazine. The worst offender, according to Blender, Mr. Gordon Sumner, Sting. Okay, so we opened up a thread on our blog, invited you all to help save the lyrics of this song, Fields of Gold. You heard the originals, so she took her love to for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley, blah, 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 blah.
Well, thankfully, many of you took us up on the challenge, and we have a few of those submissions here. A poster named Will G. wrote, "So she held his hand high in glazed eyes sky upon fields of oats and barley. And they drunk some coke, and they chased some boats, getting high in the fields of oat."
Can we start the song from the beginning so for this next one? Is that possible? Scott is the one who posted this. He thought the lyrics should portray a postseason baseball fantasy. Can we cue it from the beginning? "So she took her glove for to play a while upon the field at Wrigley. On her bum she fell as the ball came down upon the field so cold."
Hey, that was pretty good,
Allie. Not bad.
That was great lyrics, great delivery. All right, Brian Forslund posted this ode to the coming ski season. "So he took his board and his skis and poles to shred the slopes of Baldy. He feels in her arms as they tumble down into the snow so cold."
Stan Michael takes on Sting directly. "So the Sting fans chafe as the truth runs down upon the fields of barley." Nobody changes
Blarney,
the barley line.
Blarney.
Blarney, sorry, Blarney. "And they gave their love without reserve, and he reaped big piles of gold."
All right, here's a good one from Rick Randall. He posted he likes Sting. He's glad that he throws a little intellect on top of his amazing music. But he still decides to rewrite the lyrics. I'm going to time this one out. Ready? "So she ate some lunch. 'Twas around lunchtime." Oh, wait. It's not the right part of the song. "Some ham on bread of barley. Then a wedge of cheese with a sip of wine. Some say the bread had spots of mold."
And Ad Burswell says he loves Sting no matter what the Blender guy says. But he wrote this. "Yo, she grabbed her guy just to kill some time on top a heap of laundry. In the wash they rolled to the smell of bounce among the tees and socks."
All right, mercifully, dear listeners, we are almost done with this segment. We should, though, mention that this did not rub everyone the right way. Gina Nagy Burns said, "Of all the singer-songwriters out there, it seems far-flung to put an accomplished musician like..." Like Sting in this category. It seems like Blender is slapping Sting for making the listener actually have to listen and think and imagine. It's surprising and disappointing that standards have sunk this low, and today's music commenters have to be spoon-fed. I think that most of us are smarter than that.
And I'm sorry I muted your microphone. I did that.
Oh, that was you?
Bad. That was my bad, yes.
I mean, I know my singing wasn't great, but come on.
That's it for our blog postings. If you would like to join us, please do it always at npr.org/Bryant Park.